your heart. I think I made reference to that on Sunday. How God knows the heart. I'll be honest, I've not read that verse today. My tire's the first time I've read that verse today. And God and knoweth all things. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. What? Trust in the Lord. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. But there's a condition. You know, you've heard me preach many times, amen, that whatever we ask in his name, I believe John wrote, I can't remember the chapter or verse, but he said, whatever we ask in his name, he said, I will do it. You believe that? I've actually claimed that verse many times. You've heard me preach it in my life. You said, but preacher, I don't understand. Everything that I've asked the Lord before, he didn't do it. Well, James says sometimes we ask amiss, that we consume it upon our own lust. Sometimes we pray in vain, don't we? Sometimes we do, because we always asking for ourselves. But I'm glad God knows the heart. He knows what's from your heart. He knows what you need. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. I'm glad I know where my blessings come from. I'm glad I know where my help comes from. I'm glad I know where my strength comes from. I'm glad I know that. And we don't need to forget that, church. But we receive of him whatever we ask. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Here's the condition. Because we keep his commandments. We ain't going to get what we ask, and we're not going to receive from him if we don't keep his commandments. Somebody help me there. That's a condition. But I like this, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. There's a key, isn't it? Are we doing the things that are pleasing in his sight? All I can say is, God, help us. Well, let me back up there and say, God, help me. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. If you expect God to answer your prayer, if you expect God, amen, to receive from the hand of God, we got to do his word, we got to keep his word, amen, and we got to please him. All God people saying? We got to do those things that's pleasing in his sight. So my question to you is, just for a second, amen, what are the things in your life that are not pleasing in the sight of God? And we wonder why we don't are not as blessed, and we're wondering why we have to struggle, and we wonder why we have to suffer the things sometimes we suffer. Now, first of all, just because you're suffering doesn't mean that you've sinned. Amen. John chapter number 9, when the man was born blind from his mother's womb, they came to him and asked, who sinned? Of course, you know the story. Nobody had sinned, but that God would get the glory. Now, just because, amen, we suffer some things doesn't mean we've done wrong, but a lot of times we suffer things because we've done wrong. And because we've not done things pleasing in his sight, and because we've not kept the word of God. See, you can't take the Word and the Bible and God's Word and pick a piece here, amen, and leave a piece here out. You can't do that. That's the reason God says to rightly divide the Word when you study. Boy, there's a whole sermon in these two verses of Scripture. But just by introduction tonight, the promises of God are sure. Let me believe that. Amen. When I say the promises of God are sure, I'm not going to take time to go through all the promises of God. But I'm going to tell you something. We got some promises in this precious book that we can hold on to. Amen. There's nobody in here should be, hey, now I say this, it's easy to say, but it's another thing to do. You shouldn't be down tonight. Amen. You shouldn't be discouraged tonight. Now, I'm one to say that. Amen. You shouldn't be, I'm talking about all out of sorts tonight. Why? Because the promises of God are sure. And when I say they're sure, I mean they're certain. You can count on them. Amen. They're firm. They're safe. They're steady. Amen. They're not just sure. They're sure and steadfast. What? The promises of God. Aren't you glad that we have a promise that God will never leave thee? How many thank God for that promise? He said, I will never leave thee. Preacher, where's he at sometimes? Amen. Sometimes it's where you left him. But he said, he would never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm glad if you're a child of God, there's a promise, amen, that ought to stir your soul tonight. There's a promise, amen, that ought to excite your heart tonight. But if we could just remember some of the promises of God. And aren't you glad that God is our comforter? Aren't you glad that, hey, he comforts us? That's a promise from the Lord. What do you mean? Promise, preacher. Amen. If he's our comforter, then what does he do? He comforts us. Thank God. Don got some good news on Monday. Man, that might not have been 100%. I mean, he had to have platelets. Amen. He had to have platelets. Amen. But guess what? It could have been leukemia. But it's not leukemia. Woo-wee, amen. You know what I believe, amen, happened, amen, to Don and Mildred's heart on Monday? I believe the comfort of God just came down. That comforting hand touched their hearts. Did he touch your heart, Don? Sure he did. That's good news, ain't it? Praise the Lord. Amen. Went in thinking the worst and God changed it. That's the promise of God, that his hand is a comforting hand. Amen. He said, hey, when Jesus said it, he said, when I go away, he said, I'll send you another. What is that other? The comforter. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit. Aren't you thankful for the Holy Ghost of God? Amen. That comforts our heart, calms our storms. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm glad he calms the storm. And I'm glad, hallelujah, he makes the grass greener. God will comfort. He's our comforter. That's a promise. Amen. Well, God didn't say it's a promise. Listen, if he says he'll send the comforter, there's a promise he'll comfort you. Hey, sometimes he comforts us, amen, when we don't deserve to be comforted. Amen. There's times, amen, God, I can calm my soul, and I don't deserve to have my soul calm. Amen. You're not as holy as you think you are. All God's people said. And I ain't neither. God help me. It's all I can say is God help me. And then listen, have me thank God for the mercy of God. Amen. Do you know that's a promise of God? Why do you think that's a promise of God, preacher? Amen, because even if you're here tonight and you're lost, amen, even if you're here lost, amen, God's mercy showed upon you this morning. When you woke up and you took another breath and you opened your eyes, amen, out of sleep, that was the mercy of God. I'm glad God's a merciful God. It's all, hey, God's mercy is always available. And sometimes, and by the way, God's hand of mercy is on us every day. You believe that, church? God's hands of mercy is on us every day that we live. That's a promise, amen, hey, that God's a merciful God. Hallelujah. We ought to be shouting it out, thinking what God's done for us just today. Amen. And I'm thankful that God's love, here's another promise, God's love never fails. Do you know that you can't do enough that God will never quit loving you? How many believe that? Oh, but preacher, there's people going to hell. God still loves them, amen. There's people in hell. God still loves them, amen. I thank God, I serve a God that His love never fails. Matter of fact, love covers all sin, don't it? He loved us enough that He stretched both arms out, died on Calvary's cross. That means you might have right to eternal life. God's love never fails. That's a promise. Does He love you? Does He love you? When you feel like nobody else loves you, God loves you. Boy, there's messages in all of these, aren't there? I'm glad God's my refuge. That's another promise from the Lord. He is our refuge. Amen. He is my hiding place. Praise God. He is the rock that I can run to. Thank you, Lord. And He is my help. Amen. That cometh from the hills. I mean, listen, another promise from the Lord, that all things work to the good to them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. All things. I've never quite grasped that verse in my thinking. Have you? Not really, have I. Amen. Listen, because there are a lot of things I've been through and I thought, all things, Lord. All things, Lord. You mean this that I had to suffer is working to my good? I'll be honest, you know what my family's been through this year, but you know what? That don't make that verse no less true. What you've been through this year don't make that verse no less true. Because all things, because that you faced this past year, all things work together if you love the Lord. And are they called according to His purpose? All God's people said? Amen. We got to remember that. You say, how's that working good? First of all, our ways is not God's ways. God's ways not our ways. All things, I'm talking about the promises of God. I guess I'm still on introduction. Amen. Listen, and listen, here's another. God, aren't you glad that God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory? How many believe that? Well, preacher, there's something I'm in need of. Well, now, sometimes wants and needs are different. Amen. He didn't say, I'll supply all your wants. He said, I'll supply all your needs. And sometimes, amen, we think we need more when, if you'll stop and think, it ain't a matter of needing more. We got to be content with what we've got and God gave us. Now, the older I get in life, the more I'm seeing that word, content. Okay? Now, when I was 18 years old and I married my wife, amen, I mean, I thought I had the world by the tail. Somebody say amen. Yeah. And, man, I had dreams. I had, man, visions. I mean, when I say that, there's a lot of things, amen. And through those early years, I'll be honest, amen, I wasn't content with certain things and areas in my life. You wasn't either. Right. Amen. You wasn't either. There's a lot of mistakes I've made that I'm still paying for today. Amen. But God's faithful. Amen. And God's good and God's true. He'll supply all of our need according to His riches and glory. Anybody went without a meal today? If they are in this church, we will buy you groceries before you leave or before you go home tonight. Amen? Amen. God shall supply all our needs. Listen, that's a promise. God's salvation is a promise. What do you mean a promise? Amen. To all that believe and call upon His name. What did He say? All those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise of salvation if we'll just call on the name of the Lord. Confess our sin to Him. Aren't you glad we serve a God that cannot lie? A God that cannot lie. I'm glad to serve a God that, here's another promise, that keeps us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him. As long as your mind's on the Lord, guess what you'll have? You'll have a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind. Wow. But it's got to be on the Lord. How many remember Isaiah 40, 30? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. Walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. Thank God. That's promises of the Lord. Our problem is, though, is the waiting game. The waiting game is our problem. So, Bridger, what are you getting at tonight? I said that the promises of God are certain, they're firm, they're safe, they're sure, they're steadfast. Listen, the Lord does exactly what He says He will do. You believe that? How many's proved that? That God will do exactly what He said He'll do. Then on the other hand, we have an enemy. He's the devil who comes to steal away all he can. First of all tonight, let me say this. The source of our power to overcome the enemy is in the precious promises of His Word. Simple, isn't it? The source of our power to overcome the devil and everything that brings our way is the precious promise in His Word. These promises I just mentioned to you, amen, the next time the devil comes to you to make you doubt, amen, to make you wonder, amen, to make you worry, amen, to get you upset, amen, to get you in a distraught way, I'm telling you, hey, the power, amen, to overcome that, amen, is in the precious promises of the Word of God. Get in the Word. And listen, there's a need for us to gain understanding of this. It's important that we do that we understand His promises, the promises of God. And as we claim those promises, we need to understand that it's not for self-gratification. Well, God promised me that, and then we have a self-arrogant attitude about it. Listen, it's always for the glory of God. Amen. Always for the glory of God. It's going to go fast. Secondly, let me say, the Lord's able to restore to us everything the enemy's stolen. Listen, the Lord is able to restore to us everything that the enemy's taken. How many tonight has unclaimed treasures that we have left behind in our life because we simply didn't take God at His Word? Think about it. How many unclaimed treasures do we have? Now you listen to what I just said. Amen. Left behind in our life because we didn't take God at His Word. There's been many a time that I've suffered worry. I've suffered heartache. I've suffered mentally in my mind, and it's because that I left behind a treasure of the promise of the Word of God that I did not claim when I was in that valley, that I did not claim when I was in that storm. You with me? The sleepless nights that you've went through. Look at the treasures that you've left behind to claim God's promise. Amen. That you could have had a good night's sleep if you'd have just claimed the promise of God. if you'd have just held on to what God said. See, it's one thing. How many times the Lord's ever poked me on the shoulder, preacher, and said, practice what you preach. Amen. How many times the Lord ever tapped you on the shoulder and said, now practice what the preacher preached? Amen. Lord's had tapped me on the shoulder and say, okay, son, now it's your time. Practice what you preach. But there's unclaimed treasures that we've left behind in our life, amen, that we have not claimed, and we've suffered from it. We've suffered from it. Now, how many of us are going to forget this sermon after tonight? This could be a sermon that you could go back to and you could say, Lord, help me. Now, did you really come to get what you needed from the Lord tonight? Unclaimed treasures we've left because we didn't take God at His Word. He said it's going to be short tonight. I'm We'll preach on the subject. And I'm done preached. Claim what's yours. Claim what is yours. There's a man by the name of David Grubbs. He gave a great illustration in his book. He said, claim what is yours. And he says, here's a quote from his writing. Now listen to it. It said, for more than 40 years, Ace Pawn Shop had been a fixture on West Main Street in his hometown. And he said, now it was closing, and Fred and Lydia Fisher had run the shop as a mom and pop operation. And when Fred died, Lydia found that she couldn't go alone or go on alone. Rather than sell the business, she decided simply to close the shop and move south. And as a final gesture of appreciation to all of her customers who had made life so good for them, Lydia sent a card to everybody who had an item in the pawn shop and offered it back free of charge. And the sign in the window told the story. Pawn shop closing. Claim what is yours. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the devil took the soul of all humanity into captivity, didn't he? And as Jesus died on the cross and rose again the third day, he took back all the devil stole in the garden, didn't he? Now I believe Christ is telling everybody now, and he's telling us here tonight, the devil's pawn shop is closed. Claim what's yours. So here's what I'm going to do tonight. I want us to stand to our feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. The devil's pawn shop's closed. Why don't you come and claim what's yours? Would you sing or play or whatever the Lord's laid upon your heart? Told you I wasn't going to keep you long. What has the enemy stole that you need to come back to this altar tonight? You say, but preacher, I've went time and time again, and I feel an urge to come back. Listen, come back. If you believe the promises of God are sure and steadfast and certain and firm, hey, listen, I'm trying to help you tonight. Amen. Our power comes from the promises of God that I mentioned to you. Claim those promises. Understand, it's not for yourself gratification. Amen. Always remember, it's for the glory of God, and the Lord's able to restore that. And that you listen to me tonight. That, amen, that unclaimed treasure that you've left behind in your past. Amen. That, hey, because you didn't take God for his word, come back to this altar. Say, God, I'm going to claim what's mine. Amen. I want to claim what's mine. That I left back there in the past, I realize, God, that I have failed. I have caused trouble. I've caused heartache. I've caused pain. But, God, I'm coming back tonight, and I'm going to claim what's mine. This altar's open. This altar's open. Don't let the devil cheat you tonight. Don't let the devil cheat you. You're going through something right now. Somebody, hey, God want me to say that. You're going through something right now. And you're saying, preacher, I don't know the direction. I don't know what to do. And my heart's heavy. My heart's burdened. And it seems like the enemy's stealing everything away from me. Come claim it back. God's give you answer tonight. Come claim it.